America. A land where spelling doesn't count. People's pets do. Where else can a guy get a job riding a whale at Marineland? The land where a guy's girlfriend breaks up with him over the phone, so he takes a gun and kills the principal. Everyone's sad until they get the day off. Next week, another guy, another gal, another we can still be friends phone call. Uh-oh. The assistant principal gets killed, and everyone's sad because they don't get the day off, because he was only the assistant principal. America, a land of opportunity. Yes, that great lumbering beast that journeys tirelessly and stops only to eat a clubhouse sandwich and pick its teeth with a matchbook cover and fall asleep with the TV on. America, a place for America.
Awesomeness of that. Why? Why is your mic not on? That's because I didn't turn it on. Hey, go for it again.
Thanks a lot.
There we go. That's the lovely voice of Kira that I wanted to hear.
Let's see how it is.
Yeah.
Do you not like the Motorhead?
I don't really.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh,
I care.
Instantly.
No, I don't really care about the motor.
Okay.
Instantly regret ever having the two of you on at the same time. You're listening to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, I'll affectionately call them Vagoo 1 and Vagoo 2.
No, you won't.
I'm not in a red jumper with a number on my chest.
That's exactly what I was going for. All right, Kira 1 and Kate 2. Maybe.
How what? About, you know, Kira and Kate?
Yeah. Kira and Kate, fine.
Yeah,
fine, you're Kira and Kate. Happy.
You.
There we go.
All right.
Thanks, Vagoo.
Oh, so that's my name now.
See how I turn that around?
Wait,
is he
a Pugu? Maybe he's a Pugu.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I would just like to state for the record that I don't even remember saying Vagoo. I know I said all up in your Vagoo, but it really was just a one-time thing.
You said Vagoo, and one person on Twitter glommed onto Vagoo. I had completely forgotten about it, and now Vagoo lives forever.
That's how the internet works.
I will be busting that ass out to the day I die. Hell yeah, man. All right, well, you can listen to us live, God help you, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at fcac.org/WEBR, archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com, and if you want to call in, 703-560-TALK, again, 703-560-8255. All right, girls, are you ready?
Maybe that's why we still remember 9/11, because it's on the internet.
That's probably true.
The internet never forgets.
Otherwise, I'd be like, what happened again?
I'll tell you how I remembered it was 9/11 today. I woke up to a barrage of annoying tweets and Facebook messages. There was all kinds of crap that drove me nuts. Trying to think of the highlights so far. There was a girl who was flying out of New York to L.A., and she said, wow, about to fly, you know, in this almost the same goddamn plane, you know, across the coast on 9/11. It's so eerie, man.
Ooh, spooky. Let me slap you.
Yeah, exactly. And the other really, really offensive one I saw was, let's roll Go Bama 9/11. You know, tying college football and one of our nation's darker days together. I like that. I thought that was particularly classic.
I do kind of like that one.
Yeah. I hope to bust out Let's Roll anytime the Redskins run really well tomorrow. That won't be classless in the least. Just my personal take, and I want you guys to weigh in on this and do it promptly. I know, what are you playing
I'll
with
I'll weigh Karen? On in this.
Oh, my earrings.
Okay.
They're bicycles.
They're
really cute. I was going to ask where you got
those.
Where did you get those?
Tarjay.
You know why he regrets this?
Because
we're just going to have a conversation now.
Sorry. John, what were you going to say? Please continue.
Okay, yeah. I need to I need to be like the Galactic Empire on this. I think they would engage the Rebels unless they're three TIE fighters.
We were turning into girl talk last week,
What was the oath?
I state your name.
If the oath will help, we'll take it, right?
No. Please.
I pledge
please
to
don't.
Be free from constipation.
Let's not ever talk about
I
the oath
I think that
again.
Was the
That was the least important part
of the
oath.
I stabbed a fork into my eye while I was listening at home while I was hearing that. So please, continue.
All right. I'm going crazy reading anyone who wants to attach themselves to any sort of tragedy. 9/11, of course, today, but it happened with the Virginia Tech shooting, and it happened with Columbine. Is it just me, or does some people have like this weird fascination to almost make themselves bigger than they are by attaching themselves?
Can I tell you
to
this horrible story about Columbine?
Please do.
Okay, I knew someone who. No, that's not it.
I was in advance. I would kick you off the show if you finish that goddamn story.
I was shot at Columbine. It's up.
Wow. Yeah. See, you got a right to be mournful.
Ow, my bullet wound.
You win the right to say something about Columbine.
Terrorist did.
Sorry, that's awful.
Okay.
Let's stop laughing. Hold on. Get to 9/11.
Columbine.
Yeah.
No, I knew this musician, and I'm with you on the mind
of
you know,
musicians
and,
that she's known.
Yeah. I have known a lot of musicians. I'm in a band, and this guy, he's a nice guy. He's kind of weird, but in a nice, friendly way.
Like me.
I guess. And he writes this sappy song, and it's really horrible, but I don't have the heart to tell him that's
And that
like
man was
song.
Alan Jackson.
And I actually, well, don't get me started on Alan Jackson. So anyway.
Ba-ba-boom.
Yeah, so he writes these songs, and his lyrics are a little bit trite.
How do you know
always.
This guy? First of all, what's this guy like? How old is he? What's he look like?
He is younger than me. This was years ago. He was younger than me, so he was in his early 20s at the time.
Okay.
And he was a former fatty who is now a bodybuilder.
Okay.
And, you know, but he was really nice. He was also ADD and self-medicated.
Did he do anything with him? He does blow, right? The self-medicating ADD thing? That's always code for blow.
No, it's code
meth?
For pot.
Pot?
Yeah.
How does that help ADD? You got to do meth or blow.
You could tell when he was not high, too. And that was the weird part because he was high almost all the time.
Was he
and
trying
every once
okay.
in a while he wasn't.
So
and
he's
he
younger
knew.
And he's a bodybuilder. Was he trying to put stones to you?
Everybody is.
Okay.
All the time.
That's true.
What the hell?
That's so, like her de facto.
Kira's stick. Licking your lips, right? Kira's deep throating the mic.
I mean, that's.
And gazing at you.
Wow. Can't. Maybe. I can get my fist in my mouth. But anyway, okay. Point being.
How are you not married?
I was. The point being that he, you know, some of his lyrics are okay, but his songs were all right. I mean, he's mediocre all the way around as a musician. Okay.
Most of them are.
Yeah, so he writes this song, and it's about feeling unloved or something, some bullshit. Bullpucky.
There we go.
I don't know what it's about.
Hold on, let me hit the dump button that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And scene.
And so he writes the song, he plays it for me, and he tells me that he wrote the song, and he wrote it, like, the day before Columbine, and isn't that spooky? And
no.
I'm like, A, your song isn't about Columbine,
no.
And yes, shut the hell up.
Shut the F up. And you know what? I guarantee you he's going to introduce that song every time.
Yes, and he did. He started telling other people, because I could understand telling your bandmate this, and okay, you know, whatever. But he starts doing this, like,
you
on
would tell
stage.
That to a dumb chick you're about to plow. Like,
yes.
If you can't seal the deal, you bust out the acoustic, and you go, you know what?
Oh, it was.
I wrote
was,
this about those poor little kids in Columbine, and then you start
and
strumming.
I thought
I wrote it about the kids in Columbine before it happened, which means that I was somewhat involved.
Yes,
don't tell anybody.
Exactly. No, tell everyone. I see the future.
It's just I can totally see that, like strumming the first few chords as she curls up. Is there anything I can do, you sensitive poet? Well, there's one thing, baby, and then it goes.
Yeah,
but,
man,
I hate it. Especially in our area. We're like, what, 20? All of us are about 20 minutes from the Pentagon.
Yeah, exactly.
In that neighborhood. I can't tell you how many. Because, first of all, when it went down, let's start with this. What were you doing when it went down?
I was driving to work, and I actually saw the plane hit the Pentagon.
Really? So it wasn't a missile controlled by Israel?
No, I did not see little Jew stars flying off of it.
You saw a fine rain of stars of David, and you're like, what is above me?
And then
a missile with two sideburns hit it.
Yeah, and I was actually on the GW. I lived in Alexandria at the time. I was driving into D.C. where I worked, and I had a later shift, which is why I was driving at the time. And we were passing the Pentagon. Like, it was up the GW Parkway or whatever, and passing the Pentagon, and there's, like, a plane, and then there's a rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, huh. That's funny. Wonder if this has to do with the thing we just heard about on the news. Because
yeah.
I listen to NPR every morning, too. So, yeah, that was kind of weird. And then we went into work. Oh, can I just tell you my story about the horrible person that I worked with?
No.
She was horrible.
No. Okay. It's 9/11 focused.
Okay. Well, this is on the day of 9/11 that actually happened. So I work for a newspaper.
So you saw the plane hit that junk.
I didn't actually see the plane hit it. I saw the plane.
And then you didn't see
about
the plane.
It. Yeah, and I didn't think, and you couldn't quite see the Pentagon because of the trees and everything. So I'm not saying I actually saw
the
building.
Pentagon is not that tall.
For those that aren't around,
it's like how many stories?
Oh, it's maybe four stories above
ground.
It's
a squat little turd of a building. Yeah.
It goes really deep underground.
Okay.
It's actually on purpose built that way so that, you know, people won't shoot stuff at it.
It's a grower,
fly
not
planes
a shower.
Into it as easily.
Oh, well, design flaw.
Okay. So, yeah.
So I see some trees and I see a plane and then I hear a rumble. But there's also an airport on the other
Reagan
side.
National. Yeah. Yeah. So you don't think anything of like a plane that's like
driving on the GW Parkway is like, holy crap, a plane.
Yeah.
What
you
going
see them
on?
All the time. Right. Exactly. Oh my God, a plane. So, so we drive into work. It turns out, you know, things are developing. You know, it takes some time and whatever.
Fog of war.
Somebody. I swear to God, somebody said terrorist something or other, someone official ahead of time, but that was never reported. So now I start to think that I made things up. But so there's panic. I work at a newspaper. The newspaper is located basically two blocks from the White House. The reporters, who are supposed to be reporters, this is not a lifestyle newspaper.
Are they checking the F out?
Are crapping themselves going, oh my God, I don't want to go to the Hill and report because we're political. Yeah.
What huge
and
pussies?
They want to go home.
Why wouldn't you want to cash in on that? If you're some heartless, you know, liberal media reporter, why wouldn't you polish your devil horns and march into the storm?
So stupid. I'm like, your reporters, you should be clamoring to go to the Hill. You should be trying to get inside the building.
I mean,
you need to go find
out
what's going
on. Yeah, you should be like shoving
pants. Nobody knew how sad it was yet. Yeah, you know, like, we didn't really understand.
I mean, I knew off the, you know, from the get-go, because I want to say I was a junior in college.
Oh, man, that's depressing.
Yeah, I was wrapping up. I was getting out.
I'm well into my career.
Right. I'm working my first crappy cubicle job.
I'm trying to get out that year. I was on the three-year plan, because I was so goddamn intelligent and gifted back in the day. And
what happened?
No, that's a show unto itself. Let's not get derailed here.
I just meant it as a one-off joke. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Well,
you have to understand that about Kira. She doesn't really care.
I know.
That's why she's here. Part of the team.
Yay.
And I roll out of bed, and the first plane is already hit. And if you want to know how little I care about current events, even back then, and I've only grown more apathetic with the years, someone's like, they got the TV on in the common area. They're like, dude, planes hit, you know, one of the World Trade Center towers. I'm like, okay. And I immediately walk back into my little dorm room and fire up Diablo 2. And then someone hits the second one. And they call to me from the common area. They're like, hey. And at this point, my mom's calling me too. And I want to say, how far apart was the second plane and Pentagon?
From the Pentagon?
Time-wise?
Not mile-wise, Kate.
No,
stick with me here.
I'm trying to think because I know between the two.
I want to say it was pretty close at that point. Like, once the second one hits, it's like, oh no, this isn't an accident. And then the Pentagon gets jammed. And at that point, I get a call from my mom like, hey, is Dad okay? Yes, he is. Boom. End of my interest in it. Am I a selfish piece of ass? I don't care.
You are a little bit, yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's
I'm
nothing
pretty
to
callous,
do.
But I mean, I did watch in horror for.
I was leveling up on Diablo 2 the whole time.
I don't know if selfish is necessarily the word.
I just felt like there's nothing I could.
Self-involved, maybe, because you weren't interested in world events, period.
Yeah, why would I care?
Not even world events. It was U.S. events. Yeah. Your country events.
No, I completely felt like this is horrible. This is going on. And there's literally nothing I can do. So, time to level up that druid.
See, I grew up with an intense fear of nuclear disaster. Like, I would wake up
58.
In the middle of the night because a plane was flying over, and I would think that, oh, there's the missile that's going to hit, you know, the Pentagon, and we're all going to die or become radiated mutants.
I thought that was, you're
like,
not
I really,
that old.
I really,
on.
No, it wasn't because of, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, like, yeah. It wasn't like, you know, but I just,
I mean, we all saw
I was
Red
really,
Dawn.
Really
what
scared about it. So, like, when the planes hit, I was like, oh, it's finally happening. Huh.
Did you retreat to your bunker that you had all prepped up?
Well, I was like, why are they flying planes in the building? Why isn't it a mushroom cloud? You know? So yeah. I was a little puzzled, number one.
You were just at your cubicle job already by that point.
No, I actually was waiting for a friend to pick me up because I didn't have my car.
Yeah, by the way, did you guys get paid days off?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we went into the office. He picked me up. He was like, you've got to turn on the TV. There's some stuff happening. And we watched for like 20 minutes. And then we went into work. And of course, there's the woman who's got her radio on her desk. And she keeps running over being like, the second tower fell. And I'm like,
Holy crap, thanks a lot.
You know,
that people, I love doing this with dead celebs. Like, oh, my dick gets so hard when I get to tell my mom someone's dead before she finds out. Like,
that's
especially
terrible.
Someone from her era. Oh, it's the best. But people were so high. It was so disgusting. On like, did you hear the Capitol got blown up?
You know what? I don't think that's so.
Someone chopped off the Abe Lincoln statue's head. The Lincoln Memorial's been like defaced and butt effed.
Someone
you know?
Shot Abe Lincoln in the crotch. Yeah.
Someone reassassinated
with a 12 gauge.
I mean, it was disgusting. People were getting so off on it. It was such a window.
I don't think it was disgusting.
Really
I think it's just what people do when there's news. They're like, "Hey, did you hear about the news? There's news happening. This is so much more interesting than my boring day of crunching the numbers and filling out the CBS report."
I had a ham sandwich for lunch. Oh my God, a ham sandwich for lunch. I had one.
I have those conversations.
It's not even that it was like big national news. It was that it was big effed up news. I mean, like, you know, trade bills have passed and foreign dignitaries.
That's boring.
That is boring crap.
I guess
die,
so.
It's exciting.
I would rather have the ham sandwich conversation, which I do have every day. So, what'd you bring for lunch? I don't know. I think I got a sandwich. My wife packed it. Cool. I think I'm going to go to the cafeteria. Like, literally, every single day.
Okay. That is sadder than 9/11.
Okay.
But, it makes sense to me that people are like, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's new, it's interesting, and the way people parse events is by discussing it and sharing it as an experience. Like,
yes.
What's going on?
But it was just so weird. It was almost, what is the game called? Is it telephone or telegraph? It's just telephone. Yeah, where you just talk in a line.
Purple monkey dishwasher.
Purple monkey dishwasher. And it was just such a weird, like, morbid insight. Like, I was reading people's, this was back when IM mattered, and I'd read their away messages, and it's
IM doesn't matter anymore?
Nah, sorry. Completely outmoded.
The golden age has started to tarnish.
The little yellow AOL dude ain't worth a damn anymore. But you just read all these away messages from people, and it was like, my dad was almost on one of the planes. Well, was he? No, then shut the F up. I don't care. Oh, my neighbor was driving by the Pentagon when it happened. Shut the F up.
So this is what happened. So I work in this office. I work with my husband. We're both, you know, we drive to work. We get to the office. We're at a newspaper. The reporters are all trying to get the day off immediately. We're in the meantime.
What
it's a deadline
huge
day.
Vaginas, by the way.
It's a deadline.
If you
day,
gave
I know.
Me a mic, I could have gotten behind on that day. I'd have been there 24/7.
I know, it was ridiculous. So, but we're in production, and it's our deadline day, and so we're intent on printing our newspaper. I mean, that's our job. That's what we do. And I don't care if they think the White House is going to be blown up. Is it blown up yet? No. Then I'm still working. So the few of us who are of present mind are making arrangements to work off-site and yada, yada, yada. But there's another production director there. I'm production director. Mm-hmm. I'm actually creative director at this time.
Oh, hoo, hoo.
And there's a production director who came back.
Big wig in the studio.
She doesn't have any background, so we're already feuding because she thinks she's important, but she's not. She doesn't know anything about her
job.
No
wonder you hold the microphone with your pinky out. Continue.
Yes. So she is – oh, they know – the cartoonist for our paper lives in New York, and he lives near there.
Where
he doesn't
is
even
this
work
going?
In this building.
I love you. I just want to know where this is going.
This is going to the fact that she is going insane because the cartoonist, who she only has a professional relationship with, may have been in the area
I hated
of
that.
The World
God,
Trade Center.
I hated that too. Yes.
And she is freaking out and crying. And
it's
in
like,
the meantime,
I get it. It's a huge effing building. It's like blocks and blocks. But you know what? It isn't New York. You knew someone. I know someone who lives in the Bronx. I'm really worried right now.
So in the meantime, my husband's mother actually works in the World Trade Center.
I would have had more respect
on
if she were
top...
like frantically calling, trying to get a hold of the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, I'm afraid something's happened.
Are they
expected
okay?
death. Yeah. Just wouldn't be the same without GZA.
But I mean, so in the meantime, there is somebody there whose mother actually works in the building.
There you go.
Would have been at work that day and was at work that day. And he didn't find out until, you know, the next day that she was actually okay. Well, she found out that this cartoonist is okay a few hours into it. And she's still, like, freaking out and crying.
Screw you. People want this monopoly on sorrow. They love to be part of it. It's so
screwed up.
No,
I don't think that's about specific people. That's just about kind of internalizing the psychic horror of the
situation.
No,
she really wanted attention. Yeah. Like, in this case.
It really is this.
She wanted attention.
Well, isn't there some law, like Murphy's Law, where, like, 99% of people are completely annoying and stupid, you know?
Yes.
And you just kind of have to let them be.
Have you met our audience?
I have met you.
Shout out to my Twitter followers.
Exactly.
What up, two of you?
To my tweets. You suck.
Hi, shout out back.
No, I meant the two that I didn't already know.
Oh, okay.
I think I have three now. Thanks a lot. Love the support.
Yeah, get on that. What's your name again on there? What's
no,
your
handle? Twitter is stupid. I don't care.
Yeah. It's driving me. Why? What is she supposed to poke at?
She's not plugged in. I'm wondering how she can hear herself.
We're all loud as hell. Do you not realize that? They hear us halfway down the hall.
That's good. Turn I can talk louder. I just wonder.
Oh, this is probably the wrong.
Headphone?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Anyway. I know.
You're good
That
now?
Was fascinating to listen to, I'm sure.
It was. Oh,
I got like five more Twitter
I'm calling
listeners
us the rest of this. It's just, I'm not saying any of this to disrespect anyone who actually died in that. It's friggin' awful, man. Like, if I had someone ripped prematurely from me for such BS reasons, I would be going berserk. But I think in the 9 years past, some of that would be tempered with, screw you for trying to cash in on what happened to me and, like, 3,500 other people.
But that's what I think is the real, like, this is what bugs me, is the people who are trying to make this their personal tragedy when other people actually had a personal tragedy.
Exactly. Exactly. I get it. You're an American. It was an awful day as an American, especially if you're part of Team America and you're really, like, flag waving and all that crap. Sucked ass, man. Horrible times.
Yeah, but it's not your personal struggle.
Exactly.
Like
to get over this grief.
A personal struggle is like on Wednesday I had a really bad headache.
Yeah.
And I had to go home from work.
And that was a really sad story.
And like
I remember
like
this day. I knew someone on Wednesday who had a really bad headache.
Write the hate
and
tweets.
She had to go home from work.
Kira and Kate.
And
Tom and Kate. And
I felt
Kira.
Like I had been there with the headache. I really felt for you.
It hurt. I took some ibuprofen.
I
got
just,
better.
Yeah, it
wow.
It drives
That's
me
a story
into friggin'. Because especially to me, now this will sound weird, but I do associate some horrible memories with that because my own dad, like, was dead of unrelated crap, like, within 2 weeks. So I really do remember that as, like, a horrible effing time in my life.
Yeah, but it's not your personal tragedy. That
exactly.
event wasn't your personal tragedy.
Exactly.
Your personal tragedy
and I don't
was your
try
dad.
To cash in on, like, 9/11, like, oh, it's a harbinger and it's all a dark month for me now. Hell no. September's a great month. Even if it leads into when my dad died, I got football. I got Always Sunny coming back.
It's nice weather also.
Yeah, it's great
but
weather.
But the other thing is, you know.
Did you guys ever see that Curb Your Enthusiasm, by the way, with the guy who died on September 11th, but not in.
You know who I feel bad for, though?
Everyone really tried to cash in on that. It was related to him.
I feel bad. I have a friend whose birthday is on 9/11. And to top it all off, he's Iranian. So that's got
to. Yeah, that really
Do we have
blows.
His fingerprints on file? Just to be safe. Just to be safe.
That does blow.
He's just a happy little raver kid. But I'm like, man.
That's the perfect sleeper agent.
He's not Muslim.
Yeah,
but
even
know,
more that of a sleeper think. Agent.
He's like our president.
Don't get sucked in by
secret
this.
Secret Muslim.
Yeah, secret Muslim. Secret to the nth
Shut
degree.
Shut up!
Man.
I have a crush on him. Oh, anyway, right? I feel bad for him because he's got a birthday on 9/11, which is worse than a Christmas birthday.
You know, I would like to reiterate that blows.
I would just like to say that the girl who resuscitated Vagoo and brought that term back to be beaten to the ground. She's at a wedding right now on 9/11. Who wants to get married on 9/11?
Yeah, that would kind of... How?
Well,
how
after
you,
a while, you just... You know, there
you
aren't that many
thing.
Days. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, what's the statute of limitation
on
tragedy?
There's an anniversary for everything.
This thing's planned in advance. Who the hell's like, 9/11? Want to associate some good
I don't
times
know, like,
with
that's
that
the thing
one.
I have with it. Is like, it was planned in advance. And you know it wasn't planned 9 years
No, I'm just
going
to stand up for weddings. I mean, you're trying to get two families together. It's an enormous pain
you know
in the
what?
Ass.
You know what? I say about that. Screw you if you can't make it on the day I want to get married.
I bet they are cheap as hell and they got a discount. And like people are like gorging you for 9/4 and 9/18 and 9/11.
I'm going to disagree with that as well. I mean, money is money and I don't think anybody is
I bet it's catered by Muslims.
No,
too.
I think there's some.
I bet it's catered by Muslims who are like paid up for pennies on the dollar for this crap because
well,
they know they're
know,
not getting any work today otherwise.
That's some good food, though, you know?
Well, yeah, it's great stuff. Food. And I got nothing against Muslims. They're great people, except for the
I really
radical.
Like pork chops.
What? Oh, I like you're right.
Pork chops.
What a horrible.
Did you have them on your wedding?
No, I didn't. I
yeah, because you don't
want to
be
had.
Dressed up and picking up a. Well, I guess some people use a knife. And
all
fork,
right,
some people use knife and forks. For
you
eating,
guys
yes.
can record so. The Yenta hour to come. But yeah, it's what?
I'm offended.
It was just a little bit of.
Oh, John's not getting enough attention.
I'm not. I'm not.
Show your boob
Speak
again. Show your boob again.
No,
that would quiet him
to.
Down for a while.
That was yeah. the only time that was going to happen.
Right. Really?
Until I'm drunk.
But God, and getting back to the day of and how, you know, Muslim people have had to deal with it ever since. I remember
yeah,
I had a Muslim. Yeah, oh God, I had a Muslim roommate who turned to me and he's like, dude, this is crazy. It's like out of a movie. And I was just shaking my head like, brother, you probably don't want to walk out of the suite right now.
And that's just the stupidity of people, too.
Well, it's very – you kind of need to apply logic to it. Like, even if every – Muslim terrorist is Muslim, not, you know, not every Muslim is a terrorist.
Well, just,
it's kind of
yeah.
like saying every football player or every Washington Redskin is a football player, but not every football player is a Washington Redskin.
Yeah. You know, I just stopped listening because it was about football.
Shut your... You know, you're talking, yes, pretty much everyone who does this horrible thing is from that subgroup, but they represent such a... Tiny,
yeah, it doesn't make it a valid point to not like people. And
yeah.
oh my God, this freaking cranberry. Does anybody know if that's happening or did happen?
No, it didn't. I wanted okay. that dude, like, for me, that's one of those few times where it's, yeah, it's free speech, but dude,
this,
you will
no.
seriously have blood on your effing hands if
yeah.
you go through with that.
The people he's trying to represent so well, you know, America. F yeah, but
yeah,
you know,
like I love
way to get our
boys.
Troops
it's
in
like,
trouble.
Good.
Yeah, good job.
They
guy.
Weren't fighting enough guys who hated us already.
And that's
maybe
just
that
a
guy just
hate.
Likes to burn stuff. Did you ever think of that?
No.
It's like today, I'm gonna
found
burn
a stack
a
of discount. It was
I'm
like the Gideon's a... Bible. He just found a stack of discount Korans, and it was like, ah, I just
let's
set these
burn
on
it,
fire.
Burn it. I like burning stuff. Why are these cameras in my face?
But free speech is one thing, and protest is one thing, but. Something that boneheaded and hateful.
There's
and
nothing
spiteful.
To be accomplished by it
yeah.
whatsoever.
Well,
is
I think they should have just, you know, had
like,
somebody else burn a Bible at the same
do
time.
Do that.
I agree. I was going to start some Bible burnings.
No, they wouldn't. I mean, just do that and then take the time to email it to the Middle East just en masse, you know, anything.
And then let's burn the Washington Post.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's
get a stack of this.
You know, to be safe.
Can we burn it at the though. Monument?
No.
Only after we shoot Lincoln again.
Yeah. You know, it's not about the Washington-ness. It's about the Post. I don't like them very much.
Yeah, that
Why
one
are you mad at them?
Actually got me fired up.
Good.
And I love that, like, I don't know if
typos.
He's... I don't know if he's doing this as shtick or what, but he kept referring to the imam he was meeting with as Iman.
Oh, like David Bowie's wife.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my. This was just a miscommunication.
Absolutely.
He
has
totally
a problem
understood.
With people who look like aliens. Like
right.
David Bowie
and marry David Bowie.
Yeah.
Right.
She is freaky
that,
looking. I
know.
Crazy.
But they belong together. And that's the beautiful thing about it. Iman and David Bowie, he played an alien.
And if you're.
I know.
So.
All right. Enough man to
she
tell
is an alien.
Earth. Come on.
He played an alien.
If you're the imam in that situation, do you correct that guy?
Like, and if you're Iman in that situation, do you correct that guy?
You waggle your finger. But
walk right up and slap him in the face.
You come out of your hydroponic chamber and ask your assistant to bring your phone.
Keeps you looking like you did in 1988. I don't know. I think in the interest of bridge building, you kind of are just like, yeah, I'm an Iman. All good, dude. Don't burn yeah. anything. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we can punch out on that energetic and awesome note.
Woo!
And we'll be back.
9/11! Woo!
I mean, no.
You're all twisted.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right, guys, we'll be
back
in 2 minutes trying to keep it. We got some
real keep
funny
it real.
Clips playing for you in the meantime as I run
like
around and forage for food. I don't think there's pizza out there. But we can dream. Maybe I'll kiss Kira's ass for another dollar so I can buy M&Ms because I need fuel.
I think she's going to need an RJ for that.
Okay. RJ, HJ, whatever.
I'll stop speaking as
Kira's
sexual
management. J hijinks you can come up with.
I'll
we'll
just give
back.
You a dollar. Let's leave it at that.
And we will talk about Kira's body hair problem.
Nice.
But not in depth because I need that dollar right now. All right. Talk to you in a bit.
And I had the sausages on my fingers. I was just trying to play the piano. I had the sausages and the string. I was playing the organ. And then he smashed my half pipe.
Jim, do you hear what Gord is saying here?
Yeah, I hear him boo-hooing about his broken wheelie board ramp. Is that what you mean?
Yes, Jim, but do you understand what he's saying? Sounds to me like he just wants you to accept him as your son, to approve of him and what he wants to do with his life. Now, how does that make you feel?
First of all, I don't give a rat's ass what this snot-nosed punk wants. As long as he lives in my house and eats my food, I make the rules.
I want to eat chicken burgers!
You little prick.
Jim, don't hurt my baby. Now sit down.
You're an embarrassment to my family.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I don't touch Freddy.
Very well.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he touches my little brother. He takes him down behind the furnace and he touches him in his pants.
See the insanity I have to put up with
here? He's embarrassed. He touches my little brother. He fingers him.
You're a goddamn liar!
Jim, do you touch him? Do you finger our boy?
Don't you get wacky on me. What the fuck are we talking about here?
Mr. Brody, this is very serious. Based on what I've heard here today, I am required by law to notify the authorities.
You hear that, Dad? You're gonna pay! He's a molester. He's a child molester!
Tang heaters. Oh, I gotta pull a big wad of crud, chewed crap out of my mouth, like Rodney Dangerfield
we,
in Back to School.
Can we rename the show Girl Talk in Papa's Basement? And then just have Kira and I come on.
No.
Talk about our hairy nipples and menstruation and how to measure cup sizes.
That blood coming out of my vagina is really annoying.
I know, right? Really annoying.
There was a poor older gentleman who was just staring in, checking the two of you out. He's got to hear about your bloody gooches now.
What is he checking out? Our shoulders?
Gooches?
My sexy
he
shoulders.
He was looking at something.
Gooches.
I was the only one.
That's not a term I've heard before.
Gooch?
Gooch?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You gave me Vagoo, I give you Gooch.
Said that
like,
circle
like
is
an
complete.
Indian trader. Yeah.
The blood feud man. Is ended.
Oh, man. Well, you're still listening to Papa's Basement. God help you. Again, archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. And tweet us at Papa's Basement.
Tweet.
God, I love this beat. What?
Why don't
I can
bust
say
the
that.
Move? Yeah.
Hold on, let me leave my
throw your hands in the air. Like, you don't really care that much.
If I didn't care that much, I wouldn't throw my hands in the air.
You guys could attack while I'm powerless with a mouthful of food.
I kind of throw them out. I'm too lazy to even get them up.
Mm. Oh, I throw them up.
Oh, you throw like...
It's like a natural boob lift.
Oh. Well, then you
That's
care.
That's the saddest goddamn See? Thing I've ever heard.
I don't care, so I'm
You just
like,
walk around with them in the air the whole day?
I like
how
to
I
do
show
this.
Up to blind
I like
dates.
To do this because it makes them look better, too.
I'm like, hey.
I'm just stretching, you know.
I'm Kira. nice to meet you. What do you do?
Just got
just
caught
getting down. Love the music.
Oh, my God. All right, Kira.
Yeah.
We were doing our little bit of show prep beforehand.
Yeah, first I asked if you could see my mustache.
Yeah.
And you said no, which is good.
Well, I want
That's
people
not
to know.
Good. You want to grow it out and have the waxy curly thing.
We got in here about 2:30.
I'm heading to the gay bar tonight. I got to look good. Oh, okay.
If we're Kate, we head in here at 2:55. But those that are actually trying
to
bring
it. Yeah, if
you
have a life and need to do stuff.
Yeah.
And can't come to the non-pain radio show.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
You do have
where we talk about
your
hairy nipples.
Okay.
Yeah, you
That's
show up
how
at
we're 2:55 going to play
sometimes.
Okay. Fair. Fair. Kara and I were killing some time, and John, and yeah, the first thing she says, or one of the first things after our initial pleasantries are, can you see my mustache?
Yeah, because I wanted to know if I had to go, like, get it waxed, or if it was
and
fine.
And everyone's no, watching you on camera, by the way. The camera's working again.
So if anyone can see my mustache, tweet me, I guess. I don't know what you kids call it
And you
days.
Don't really have a mustache. Like, I look, there's a little, like, fair peach fuzz, but that's completely...
But I get these, like, thick black hairs. They're not curly. They're not, like, pubes.
No, they're
like,
just random.
They're just random, and they're
random,
like, at the edge. It's like a little Fu Manchu freaking, thing happening, yeah. So I pluck those, but...
Oh, we're getting a caller.
Maybe they can see your mustache.
Maybe.
I think it's another girl, too. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, Nixie, what's up?
Hi.
So, have you heard these two Have you been able to?
Unfortunately, they updated the website, so it doesn't work on my phone anymore, so I can't actually listen.
Oh, man.
That's kind of cruddy.
It is kind of cruddy.
So,
how are you living from day to day?
I, you know, have no idea, actually.
I got to give thanks to Nyx, by the way. She tried to get me a gig with the Redskins game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That unfortunately, I signed up to work like all day at XM. The one day, I'm like, give me a doubleheader, and they actually find one for me in terms of covering baseball. But yeah, what's up? Anything big? We got Kira, who needs to know more about hair removal, I think, because she's talking about actually putting tweezers to her mustache. And
oh, no, I do the threading.
Of your mustache?
Yeah.
Is that, like, more or less painful than waxing?
Less.
Huh.
That's what I've heard, but I found
it
hard to
I will
to
let
believe.
This girly crap go on for about 30 more seconds while I eat another cracker.
Well, is this what we were talking about today? Waxing versus threading? And
it's become,
no, we're talking about
9/11, girl talk.
But I guess...
Wow.
It's either 9/11 or hair.
Waxing eyebrows.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I had an appointment to get my eyebrows waxed on 9/11. Had to cancel it.
I was supposed to have breakfast at Windows on the World that morning and decided not to call in sick the night before. That got quiet. Wow.
Because that's actually like,
someone
you know.
Pack. The last cracker is too
tempting. You know, those Windows on the World people, they did
What is Windows on the World?
It was the restaurant at the very top of one of the towers that you could go and have breakfast at. I think their restaurant opened at like 9, and so...
So you're saying had you come in on time, I wouldn't have to take this call right now?
What a lovely way of putting it.
Yeah, I guess you could pretty much put it like that. I guess if I didn't feel the need to not call in sick to my job, because I'd been off for like the whole summer on disability, and then I got back to work.
What happened to you?
What?
What were you disabled with? Sorry, I got a mouthful of crud still.
Oh, okay.
That's a good cracker.
I was out.
Bless those
surgery,
people at Lance.
So I had like 2.5 months off of work all summer long. I timed it the right way.
Nice.
Wow.
So, and I was back at work for a week, and I was like, I can't call in sick now. I'm like, that's kind of lame. I'm just back to work. So we arranged it to happen on Wednesday morning.
I would have missed you in your tweets and what?
Yeah.
What have you?
So I like to say your good work ethic kept you safe.
Yeah.
All
pretty
right.
much. So now very I only good. Call in sick when it's a Saturday and I'm going to get hammered.
Except for those people who called in sick who worked in the World Trade Center or who were late to work.
That's true. Yeah.
That actually kind of solidified my
this is why I'm always late
belief
to work.
In being late to work.
The yeah. That's the one day that raging, running 5 minutes late. Like
raging hangovers. Yeah. Like, ah, oh, F it. Gets up.
But I'm still trying to figure out how we went from 9/11 to tweezing and waxing.
Well, it was all John.
Oh, but that's yeah. right. Because of the appointment for the eyebrow wax. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got back from New Orleans, too, and I think I want to live there.
Everyone says that when they get there.
That city's awesome. They know how to throw a party, man.
I think all you get sick of it after a while, though, and the constant stench of urine in the streets.
It'd probably be like and living oil. In Vegas. It would seem really cool for, like, the first month. And
exactly.
You'd be, like, broke, and you're more, like, your entire, like, any type of morals that I have would be completely stripped of me, and I would just be, like, just
it's like that Faces
street,
of Meth website. There's, like, Faces of Orleans.
No, I think it'd be okay, because if you're drunk enough all the time, you don't even smell the urine, and, you
that's
know,
right.
you could be drunk enough
that's
all the time.
That's a very good point. I like where you're headed with that.
Well, so you know, I visited Moscow drunk. For a couple of weeks in college, and we were drunk all the time.
Would you go to the fancy rich rock school? We didn't care. Moscow when they go to college.
All right, Nixie. Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, well, you kids have fun, and I guess I'll see you at the Redskins game from the sidelines tomorrow.
Okay, you can flip me the bird. And
yeah, no
say,
problem. I'll get fired. No
here.
Problem.
All right. Later. That was good old Nix.
She's good people.
She
I don't
is.
Know her at all.
Good Christian soldier.
No, she's awesome.
Yeah. Kira.
Yes.
You then got from plucking your mustache as the conversation progressed, and then I learned you grow hair where else on the face?
On my chin. I don't grow it there on purpose. It grows there.
You cultivate
I
it.
Put a little fertilizer on.
And where is
it under the UV light?
It's like right on the left side of my chin. I've never found any hairs on the right side. I don't know why. Like
mine are now migratory.
They prefer the left, yeah.
Are
y'all
you
were one place? Now they're moving.
God. Oh, God. All these girl questions. Kate.
It's like Lemmy's mole.
Where do your... No, Lemmy's just grow older with age. They got another ring to them. Where... Do you have any mustache slash...
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Do you not see my coloring? Do you not see how dark my hair is?
I know you're Rodriguez,
my
but...
My God, yes. I get the mustache hairs. I get the chin hairs. I...
What do you do? Like, plucking sounds brutal. I'll pluck my eyebrows like crazy. Like, I'll do whatever it takes to keep them from being disgusting. But... I try to keep the tweezers off the rest of the stuff.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
But see, I had to ask you, as a supposedly straight guy, if you could see the mustache.
Thanks for the allegedly.
There's a lot of crap that we as ladies do to look good for the straight guys, and like they don't notice most of it. So
yeah,
I was like, I can be more of a slacker in my
Don't have some huge gross mustache. I mean, that's gonna turn
guys
but
we don't know what's a huge gross mustache and what's us going, oh my god, my mustache is so huge, and it's nothing. It's just like regular fluff hair.
Okay, like what you seem to routinely pluck out, like stuff that Shaft would be proud to have his, in his stuff. That take that out.
But everything else is fine.
But sometimes you
Peach
don't
Fuzz
even
is
see
fine.
It. But sometimes you don't even see it, and that's the thing.
If you're not seeing it as a girl, it's fine.
Right, exactly.
Like guys aren't
well,
that offensive.
But now I'm working to a much higher standard, and it takes a lot more time.
Like seriously,
I really want to work to the lower standard of straight men.
It's just this progression of like, okay, does she have a cute, like cute features, and then okay. Nice ass, small waist, nice
monstrous mole with many hairs shooting out of it.
I'm just saying, it's kind of like a checklist, and anything treatable, I don't think a guy cares that much about, really.
So every day we get in the car, I get in the car with my boyfriend, and I'm wearing shorts, and I look down and go, oh my god, my legs are so hairy. Oh my god, how can you go out with me?
No, that's pretty gross.
And he's
I mean, it needs to get fixed, don't get me wrong, well, but you're not out of the game for it.
How hairy does that leg look?
I can't see anything.
Not that hairy.
Exactly.
Am I supposed to?
I freaked out today because I said, oh my god, my leg is so hairy.
Let me see it again. And... God.
Wow, that really
hurts. That was the oldest thing you've ever seen in your
life. What?
You took like 39 seconds to get that up.
No, it's because my knee is not broken. There's something wrong with my knee and it really hurts.
And that's supposed to make you sound young.
No,
I'm
just saying that's why it took so long.
All right. Yeah, I don't see anything.
Yeah, and he says the same thing, and he says that I'm freaking out, but I know everybody can see the hair, and they're all looking and laughing at me.
No, you're fine.
Ow, and now my knee really hurts. Thanks a lot, jerk.
And then we graduated to a place that really does need its hair maintained. Where else do you pluck?
Well, I have nipple hairs. Which yes. I sort of, again, I thought you should know, considering what I did in the last show.
And I can
that
only,
was just you and me. I would have thought you would have been
any
like
nipple hair when you pulled out your jug. No,
because then
it's there.
Let's clarify. There's the regular hairs that you have all over your body, the little fuzzy hairs,
right? Yeah,
like,
that's
like
what I'm
on
about.
Your yeah. No,
guys,
and those are normal around
long
the nipples.
Black.
Yeah, and every once in a while you'll get that really. Assertive hair.
I mean,
not content to just blend in like the rest of them.
I'm thinking back to when I first like got body hair. So I got like a ring, like a friar tuck hairdo around my nipple of hair. So it's like one popping up right on the edge of the playpen.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
Well, I mean, it's not like a hair coming out of the actual
no,
nipple.
No, no,
no, that would you would see a doctor.
Like
for.
It looks like milk mid squirt. You know, no. For okay, so it's just around the ring. That's, I mean, it needs to go. No dude wants to lick that, but
and yet dudes have.
But
so,
not.
You know,
yeah, things
like,
go
why
on, and you're like,
why should I even care? You know?
But they didn't.
Because things happen, and then all of a sudden you look down, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe all this all happened, right. And I have this horrible nipple hair.
They
and then they're just
it.
Like, they're just like, boobs.
Exactly.
They didn't notice it, though, right? It wasn't like, what's that? And then
no.
They go back to work.
No, no, no. It was like, awesome, I am having sex.
Yeah, that's okay.
Which is pretty much my state of mind as well, so it works. We're both like, yeah, high five.
But when you're not having sex, you worry about these things.
Wow. I mean, for guys, because here's what I do. I'm going to run my grooming past you, and you tell
Please
me.
Please do, because I'm a little curious looking at
Are
you.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Because
I
want
to know.
Right?
I might need to leave the room.
How this came
cheers.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay. There's, I want to say maybe about
There's a
five
weed whacker.
Different. Yeah. Well,
There's
the eyebrows, to keep it from being like unibrow-esque, although I don't get that unibrow-y, I suppose. I get that. And I, like you were saying, you have persistent strong hairs or whatever. I get these eyebrow hairs, like, one per eyebrow every
Are
other month.
Are they really long?
Yes.
Oh, the crazy old man hair.
Yeah, they're like a goddamn antennae. And I know, like, slowly but surely my entire eyebrow will be replaced with this.
Are you a moth?
No.
Oh. Because they get the furry antennas.
No. You're both doing a little...
Do you have ear hair?
Pantomiming it. No.
Do you have hair coming out of your ears?
No.
You
okay.
will, my friend.
Oh, when yeah, that, you will.
That is the one thing. Electrolysis is going to be on that, like, yesterday. That is when you've lost the war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no young chippy. Like, every guy wants to think maybe if he's single and 40, he could still pull, like, a 25-year-old or something. Not if your hair's in the equation. Mm-hmm. Not at all. But I do the eyebrows. The nose hair has to get taken care of. Like, I take one of those little, what are they called, pruning shears?
Yeah.
No, not that. That's real old man again. It's like scissors, but they're bent.
No, you should get one of those ones because those are freaking awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that.
No,
I think
seriously.
I did one time just go, and it, just, like, and it just pulled the hair out and I almost cried.
Well, you got a cheap one. You got to get those. Those are the best.
All right. So I do the nose hair. Then I got to do the back of my neck. Like, my hairline extends, like, pretty much to my spine meeting my shoulders.
Your ass.
Do you have back hair?
No, I don't really have back hair. Like, not a gross amount. There's, like, kind of
let's
the...
Let's see it.
Actually, yeah, let's see
just
it.
Just lift it
okay.
up.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say, I actually find the random long hair way more disgusting than a consistent
than a nice
pelt.
Fur, yeah.
Well, either way, you're getting
yeah.
turned on
random
by
long
this
hair is like, oh.
All right, hold on. Here comes an honest reaction. Do I have any, like, burlesque music I can... Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not
that's
a lot
that's
of hair.
All right.
Okay. See, I'm not grotesque.
I'm just trying to get John to take his clothes off.
I told you my penis.
It's okay. I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Don't
just
tell
relax.
Your mommy.
This stays between us.
Yeah. And then the chest, I take the kind of like the head shears, the same thing that I would use on my friends' heads when they're like, you sure you don't shave your nutsack with this razor? I'm like, of course not. And what, you guys never...
No, I agree with all of this, yes.
Okay, so the chest hair is kept to like eighth of an inch-ish, something like that. Like Bobby Hill hair. It's pretty short. And then downstairs is like 16th of an inch. What? I like to maintain. You don't. Want
I'm just like thinking of it as
no,
like
yeah, no. I
measuring, like
favor.
Going around the lawn,
there's
like
just,
the
there's different guards.
The homeowners association.
So I know.
Your lawn is too long,
if
sir.
You, the reason,
I would like to thank you for you know manscaping. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
No, yeah, no, no. I'm.
And
I'm,
the really sad thing is the reason I have to use a guard on the chest if I go too short. The little Friar Tuck nipple hairs, the extra strong
they'll
ones,
stick out through your shirt.
No, they'll get, like, ingrown, and it looks like I'm growing, like, a second nipple on the side.
That's, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. And then the boys who need to stay in their neighborhood, according to Jerry, they kind of get the bick. They get the bick, but...
Really?
Wow.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't really approve of that.
Really?
I'm
well,
not
you
sure.
can't. You can't.
The only reason is if you're going to get teabagged.
No, if you're going to teabag.
Right.
If you're going to get teabagged, you just need a lot of drinks.
Oh, right. But anyway, sorry. I don't talk about
yeah,
that
I'm
stuff
not
that
sure
much.
That I would pay that much attention unless I was going to make a film with you.
No, I do this just for
See,
my own
too much,
sake.
Too much shaving is a little gross. Yeah.
Really? So yeah. The actual bear on that is over the line. Because it's a pain in the ass. And more than one time I've been like, you know, 2 weeks later, I've completely forgotten
just
I did
like
it.
Just like the main thing is there's
and I'm
nothing
like,
worse.
I have an STD. Look at that red bump. And then, I go into the doctor and they're like, you're a dip ass.
There's nothing worse than like a pube stuck in your throat. That's like the absolute worst thing ever.
It's happened to me one time and
too,
I just cried.
If it's too clean, bare, it's gross.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's
See,
too
guys,
slippery. Too.
It's a
guys
little
like that,
pedophilia. That's why guys are messed up because it's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't get, like, every...
Amen.
So many, no. So many people will say that, like, why you enjoy a complete, you know, down, friggin', you know, raise the earth, you know, salt the ground type shave. And I'm like, because they'll retort with, isn't it like being with a kid? And I'm like, A, I've never been with a kid, so I couldn't tell you, you sick F.
That's a good
and
point.
And B, you're looking up at a pair of, like, 36 Cs. It's like, I'm not that confused.
The other thing about it that kind of like it kind of ticks me off is like there's so much of it. It's such a pain to have to take it all off.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm like
seriously.
I'm like, you know, this better be like the best sex I've ever had in my life because I spent X number of hours like
well, with
preparing
me,
for it.
I'm Greek. I mean like you can see my face, don't I? It's kind of like the Leonidas hair, you know what I mean? It's very 300. And for me it's kind of establishing where am I going to stop shaving? Because if I get too into this, like, the whole leg is going to have to go. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like this demilitarized zone right around the business. And then the hair, like, down the thighs is actually worse.
I think from a woman's point of view, definitely trim, but you don't have to go all the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you derive pleasure from that.
Not especially, okay. No. I like it, like I said, Bobby Hill length, 16th of an inch shaved.
Then if that's fine with you, then I would say I would see no benefit to it, Kira.
I don't really want to hear about Bobby Hill and
I like
shaving.
Do we need to
Bobby
see his
Hill
balls?
Yeah, come on. Come here. Kate, you got a man, but Kira?
I'm pretty sure just as showing you my boob is off limits, this is off limits too.
Yeah. Okay, Kira's walked around. I'll man up. She's
going. Oh my God.
All right, Kate, pad for a second. Describe what's going on.
So, Kira has now disappeared behind a box. I'm going to have to move the microphone. I apologize if there's any weird
Everyone
noises.
In the hall is listening to this, too.
We're
guy
in
talking.
The little studio. I can't believe John is actually unzipping his
I didn't
fan.
Unzip anything. Stop. That's...
You are a braver woman than I.
Well, it's not like a stink cloud came out, pulled down.
I didn't inhale.
Saw a little green puff.
Yeah.
No. That's about the length that I have, actually.
Okay.
There you go.
With
Sold
my lady
it.
Shaver.
Okay. Yeah.
That's great. Right. Good for you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know the length you have,
Ladies,
so I'm just going to go with that.
You'll definitely want to check this out.
Exactly.
As to see his body.
Yeah. Guess what my next tweet pick's going to be, girl. If you answered a lone tear rolling down Kira's cheek, you're correct.
Thank you. That was really special, and I feel I think it
brought
so
us
much
together.
Closer.
Yeah. Can I list that as a threesome on my resume? Did I?
I just watched.
Yep.
That's
what
I
always,
watched.
That's
her
what
watch.
Always happens in a threesome. Someone's already left out.
Isn't it some guy just like?
Yeah, you got to make a concerted effort to get everybody involved.
You need like diagrams and flowcharts. Yeah. You need a stage manager to be like, okay, now you move over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, somebody has to be the stage manager. Exactly.
Even,
what happens.
Even in my fantasies, I don't think I've ever participated in the threesome. It's just
I
me watching.
I always end up doing
like,
all the work. I'm
eating
not doing
Chef
it anymore.
Boyardee.
That's right.
When was
that's
your...
because you have a good work ethic.
You and Kate, you got these crazy like friggin' Kate. You know. Unearthed that she was like a Vagoo muncher for 10 years.
What? I didn't say for 10 years.
Okay. I don't know. 10 partners. I don't know.
Whatever you like to dream about, mm-hmm. whatever story you want to make up.
How many?
Yeah, somehow I became a stripper after Kate said that I took stripping classes. You know,
shut
so
up.
So I don't really trust anything that you say.
How many Three Amigos have you participated in?
Just two.
Good for you. Beats me by four.
They were both lame. Hmm. Not doing it again.
Really?
Yeah, it is a lot of work and it's not
two
really
girls, guy, two guys, girl, what?
Guy and a girl, both times. So.
Okay, that's the Christian one. Just saying, I mean. Well, like any
that's a good old American three-way.
Yeah, it kind
that's
of is. I think that makes a guy lift his eyebrow far less than if a chick's like, yeah, it's a lamb on a spit. You know, that you're kind of like, huh, okay. Right on.
Man, now I'm even more hungry. You Greek MF-er talking about roast lamb.
And I shot my feta everywhere.
Suddenly I want a gyro instead of a burrito.
I know, right? Give me that special tzatziki sauce.
Oh, my God. Well, we can't get into the subject of the coworker who screwed me over. That would be paying it far too short shrift. And we've got, I want to say, about 3 minutes till the night train pulls into the station. Hope you didn't.
Maybe now's the time for you to share some of your poetry.
I can't look Squire in the eye if he heard an ounce of what we've been talking about.
Everybody just pretends they didn't listen. They didn't
hear.
They kind
of do. There, yeah. It really is like that.
You crazy kids with
it's
your
just
radio
like,
show.
I remember you. You're the John.
You think
that
you're so cutting edge. I remember when I was doing this. And
there's Squire.
Couldn't do things like that.
Squire, you just got to the station, right?
No, I was listening outside.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, man. And on that
you
note,
young
it's not like you had
self-esteem.
Yeah, well, that quashed the last of it, though. Damn it. Oh, I love Squire. He's good. He's gone in the back room. He's just laughing away now. Oh, well, Kira?
Yeah?
You hear the music, right?
I do.
Kate, why aren't you dancing? Thank you.
Oh.
I love this. This needs to be the outro every time. I have Kira and Kate dancing like surfer girls. This is amazing. All right, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Thank you for doing so. God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work. If you want to get archives of the show, in papasbasement.com, tweet us at Papa's Basement. And we're live every Saturday. Okay. I can't concentrate. Banging on your jugs like kettle drums. Up next, we do have the Night Train Memories, hosted by the one, the only Squire, the man who taught me how to run this mic. All right, guys. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.